On the KSRO live line with us is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal. Morning, Brad.
Yes, good morning, Pat and Larry.
There are a lot of people interested in developing housing in Sonoma County. That is no news there, but it is news that there is a site in Rohnert Park that could turn from commercial land into residential usage and maybe a big apartment building there.
Yes, well, this particular project in Rohnert Park happens to be owned by the company that owns the Business Journal, Sonoma Media Investments. It's right behind the Press Democrat printing plant.
In Rohnert Park,
and, it's just emblematic of the housing question and crisis emergency, really, that we face, where you have a site where it's next to the casino, it's surrounded by other apartments and hotels, and shopping, it's the right place, the commissioner has agreed for additional housing. Is Amazon going to come in and drop a big plant on that 6.5 acres? It hasn't happened for 35 years. And legitimate discussion, but just taking the housing a step further, I was at a meeting last week, and what's to stop the county from relocating downtown and taking the county site, used to be downtown, by the way, was part of the exodus away from downtown.
Oh, that's an interesting notion.
Yeah. And use the county administration site for housing. We've got these smart sites. We've got a lot of interesting discussion going on around height limits in downtown Santa Rosa. Should it right now it's 10 stories without a CEQA environmental review. Could it be higher? So all these things are under discussion. And by the way, did you know there's about 400 houses under construction in Santa Rosa at various places?
Yeah, and they're looking good. I'll tell you what, Brad, I saw the most beautiful site in my neighborhood over the weekend. It was a cement truck. Which means
absolutely.
That's a neighborhood destroyed adjacent to me.
Yeah.
Foundations.
Yeah. I think what we sometimes lose sight of is every house that is built, whether you have an objection about whether it's an environmental thing or traffic or whatever, every house is a family, or couple or an individual that's trying to start their career. And, so that's a good segue to, I also wanted to talk a little bit about the fire recovery, and I sound like Johnny One Note, but we're kind of on a threshold where we're going to start losing people because they don't see any hope of ever buying a house and starting their life here. I was talking to an executive company, will remain nameless, but they do a quarterly check of their turnover.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty large company; you would recognize the name, and their turnover's about normal. But 70% of the people that are leaving the area. So, and then I don't want to be negative. You just want to be, optimistic.
Well, we have to be realistic, though, Brad.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Realistic in what way? In terms of.
I mean, in terms of what exactly our situation is in terms of recovery, because it's important for us to know, because we are all going to be left with reimagining our communities.
Whatever's left, right. So I see it as a great opportunity if we seize it and we find a way to start saying yes instead of no all the time. And I'll give you one more thing that it's been going over my mind all weekend. Same meeting. What happens when school lets out? So now people maybe that have been delaying a decision because, they don't want to change their sophomore out of their high school.
Sure.
So I think we need to get ahead of that and give people some hope that, they're going to be able to stay here. And we want them to stay, right?
Absolutely. We want them to stay. And we want new people to come. We understand that not everybody can stay.
Right.
That it's just not going to work out for some people to rebuild, et cetera.
Right.
But as many as can, we hope will. You're absolutely right about that.
Exactly.
And fortunately, the powers that be in our neck of the woods are right on the same line of thinking as we are.
Yeah. They just got it. They got to get moving. That's all. There's no time to waste. And that doesn't mean to do something sloppy, but we need to move. So anyway,
Brad Bollinger on a mission this morning. Absolutely, Brad. And it's a heck of a way to start the week. Let's get busy, right?
There you go. Okay, Larry.
All right.
Have a great week.
Okay. All right, that is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal talking about rebuilding, recovery, and land usage. They're going to be big issues in our part of the world for many years to come.